Their first home. The Harmon home in Gorham became the place of residence for the newlyweds. We know very little of the early weeks of their married life. But in November they attended a conference in Topsham, some 35 miles to the north, at the home of Brother Curtis. Joseph Bates had come up from New Bedford and was present. Ellen White wrote, "The Spirit of God rested upon us in Brother C's humble dwelling, and I was wrapped in a vision of God's glory, and for the first time had a view of other planets. After I came out of vision, I related what I had seen. Actually, during the vision, wholly unbeknown to her, she spoke of what was passing before her."
J. N. Loughborough recounted in print the description of the meeting as Bates told it to him.
Mrs. White, while in vision, began to talk about the stars, giving a glowing description of rosy-tinted belts which she saw across the surface of some planet, and added, "I see four moons." "Oh," said Elder Bates, "she is viewing Jupiter." Then, having made motions as though traveling through space, she began giving a description of belts and rings in their ever-varying beauty, and said, "I see seven moons." Elder Bates exclaimed, "She is describing Saturn." Next came the description of Uranus, with its six moons, then a wonderful description of the opening heavens, with its glory, calling it an opening into a region more enlightened. Elder Bates said that her description far surpassed any account of the opening heavens he had ever read from any author. While she was talking and still in vision, he arose to his feet, and exclaimed, "Oh, how I wish Lord John Rossa was here tonight." Elder White inquired, "Who is Lord John Rossa?" "Oh," said Elder Bates, "he is the great English astronomer. I wish he was here to hear that woman talk astronomy, and to hear that description of the opening heavens. It is ahead of anything I ever read on the subject."
Gsum, p. 258.
Ellen White reported of this experience in the Curtis home. "After I came out of vision, I related what I had seen. Elder Bates then asked if I had studied astronomy. I told him I had no recollection of ever looking into an astronomy. Said he, 'This is of the Lord. I never saw him as free and happy before. His countenance shone with the light of heaven, and he exhorted the church with power.'" A few months later, James White wrote, "At our conference in Topsham, Maine, last November, Ellen had a vision of the handiworks of God. She was guided to the planets Jupiter, Saturn, and I think one more. Ellen White, neither in vision nor afterward, gave the names of the planets she saw. From her descriptions, Bates identified them, and James White made use of his identification. After she came out of vision, she could give a clear description of their moons, etc. It is well known that she knew nothing of astronomy, and could not answer one question in relation to the planets, before she had this vision. A word to the little flock." Bates had been troubled with serious doubts as to the visions, but the evidence and the experience at Topsham was such that he accepted them wholeheartedly from that time forth. Ellen White never wrote out in detail what she was shown. It is evident that God's purpose in giving this vision was to establish confidence in the heart of Joseph Bates. It should be borne in mind that the number of moons she was shown was what Bates, up to that time, had seen through the telescope. Stronger, more modern telescopes have brought into view additional moons circling the planets described. Nevertheless, had Ellen been shown what stronger telescopes now reveal, Bates's doubts would have been confirmed, rather than alleviated.